It's the Reader's Notebook for Tuesday, September 14th, 2021. On this date in 1901, William McKinley, the 25th President of the United States, died of bullet wounds he had received 8 days earlier when he was shot on the grounds of the Pan American Exposition at the Temple of Music in Buffalo, New York. 6 months into his second term, he was shaking hands with the public when anarchist Leon Czolgosz fired 2 bullets into his abdomen. McKinley died of gangrene caused by the wounds. He was the 3rd American president to be assassinated following Abraham Lincoln in 1865 and James A. Garfield in 1881. Czolgosz had lost his job during the economic panic of 1893 and turned to anarchism, a political philosophy adhered to by recent assassins of foreign leaders. He regarded McKinley as a symbol of oppression and was convinced that it was his duty as an anarchist to kill him. As McKinley reached out to shake the man's hand in the reception line at the exhibition, he fired at point-blank range. Initially, McKinley appeared to be recovering, but he took a turn for the worse on September 13th when his wounds became gangrenous, and he died early the next morning. He was succeeded by his vice president, Theodore Roosevelt. Czolgosz was sentenced to death in the electric chair, and Congress quickly passed legislation to charge the Secret Service officially with the responsibility of protecting the president. The procession of citizens shaking hands with the president that day was interrupted when 12-year-old Myrtle Ledger of Springbrook, New York, who was accompanied by her mother, asked McKinley for the red carnation he always wore in his lapel. The president smiled and gave it to her. Then he resumed work without his trademark good luck charm. The usual rule that those who approached the president must do so with their hands open and empty was not being enforced, perhaps due to the heat of the day because several people were using handkerchiefs to wipe their brows. Then a man approached, his right hand wrapped in a handkerchief as if injured. Seeing this, McKinley reached for his left hand instead. As their hands touched at 4:07 p.m., Czolgosz shot McKinley with a .32-caliber revolver concealed under the handkerchief. Several onlookers immediately forced the assassin to the ground and began to beat him with their fists. McKinley ordered it stopped. His next expression of concern was for his wife. "My wife," he said, "be careful. Be careful how you tell her. Oh, please be careful." An operation failed to locate the bullet, but the next day McKinley appeared to be recovering. Biographer H. Wayne Morgan wrote of the week following the shooting, "His hearty constitution, everyone said, would see him through. The doctors seemed hopeful, even confident, but he was nearly 60 years old, he was overweight, and the wound itself had not been thoroughly cleaned or traced. Precautions against infection, admittedly difficult in 1901, were poorly handled." Within 2 more days, unknown to the doctors, gangrene was rapidly growing on the walls of his stomach and toxins were passing into his blood. McKinley drifted in and out of consciousness all day, and when awake, he was a model patient. By evening, however, McKinley knew he was dying. "It is useless, gentlemen. I think we ought to have prayer." He died at 12:15 the following morning. Czolgosz died in the electric chair just 7 weeks later. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for September 14th, 2021. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.